Dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, December 2049. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 7751640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up Mr. Miller, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of gout. Last visit was in March. Denies hospital admission. Chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. He wears a brace. Tan, decreased appetite and weight. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Minor lightheadedness on standing, no falling episode. About 2 weeks ago, an isolated episode of weakness on the right hand. When he wake up to use the bathroom at night, no other neurological symptoms. He went to bed. He wake up again, similar problems. Eventually did go away. Probably lasted less than 12 hours. I called your office, but apparently he has not been there for a number of years. Blood pressure today, 120 over 70, weight at 174, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, specifically no arrhythmia, no evidence of ascites, no edema, presently no neurological deficit. Blood pressure at home in the 120s, 130s. Over 70s, only blood pressure, lisinopril, HCTC. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, creatinine stable at 1.76. GFR 40, chronically low sodium, normal potassium, acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium chronically elevated, 10.3, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, chronic low sodium concentration, probably related to HCTC, not symptomatic. Continue pressing medication. Next number, elevated calcium. Mild, not symptomatic. Prior PTH in the mild elevated 75, which of course will be inappropriate for high calcium. At the same time, he has chronic kidney disease. HCTC can also cause a high calcium. Next number, recent weakness of the hand, right upper extremity, resolved, unlikely that this was compression from lying down over the arm, as he says that he normally lies down on the left sided. This very well could be an early TIA. Refer back to primary care. Unfortunately, looks like he doesn't have one. You have not seen him in a number of years. You're supposed to see him as a new established care in the next 6 months or so. I'm going to do carotid Dopplers. We will do minor workup to make sure that there is no alarming findings. There is no evidence of arrhythmia. Hemodynamically stable, end of dictation.